It's the morning show. I'm Keeley Boltina. The GOP is working to expand its base across the state of Wisconsin and draw in more people of color. We're talking about it now, and we're taking your questions. You can call 800-642-1234. You can also email us at ideas@wpr.org. Gerard Randall is the leader of the Wisconsin African American Council that is part of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, where he is also first vice chair. Gerard, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Well, good morning. How are you today?
Good. Thank you so much. You helped land the Republican National Convention. It's set to happen in Milwaukee next year. Republican legislators included $10 million in their state budget plan to help pay for that convention. And then Governor Ito's reduced that funding to $1 million. I just wonder, what's your reaction to that veto?
We're grateful for the amount of money that we received to help stage the convention, which will be occurring next July. And looking forward to the economic activity that it'll bring to the state.
Why do you think, or I guess, do you think state tax dollars fund should fund any of these partisan conventions?
Well, you look at the economic boost that it brings to the state in terms of hotel rooms, car rentals, the recreational activities that are enjoyed, especially at restaurants. And you can see why that investment is an important investment, because it does ramp up the activity that comes to the state.
And how are you, or I guess, are you involved in working with bridging the gap between what's needed and the different contractors and the different services that Wisconsin and in particular Milwaukee have?
Well, yes, the whole team is working to make sure that it'll be a successful convention that's staged, that the funding that's necessary in order to put it on will be achieved.
A pretty big effort, though, hmm?
I think so.
And what would you say, as you talk about the economic impacts, tell me a little more about how a Republican convention in Wisconsin could benefit people, not just in the area who happen to own businesses or be contractors, but really more widespread for the state?
Well, there are so many different kinds of resources that are going to be needed in order to stage the convention, whether it's caterers or electricians. And so there are ample opportunities for a variety of businesses to be able to participate in the economic activity in staging the convention.
We'll keep an eye on it for sure. Let's talk about affirmative action. In June, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled against colleges and universities considering race in admitting students, and you served for more than a decade on the UW System Board of Regents. What do you make of universities striving to make their campuses more diverse?
Well, I do believe that diversity can be achieved, but perhaps in a different way without having to directly consider race. If you look at the reality that many people of color have become members of the great middle class in our state in particular, you can then begin to see how it's probably more important to take a look at economic factors such as one's ability to be able to afford college. And can those scholarships be focused more on people who don't have the wherewithal to attend school? And frankly, many of those that are at the lower end of the economic scale are people of color that would not otherwise be able to afford to attend a public university without some type of support.
So let me clarify then, are you saying that it would be good for universities to strive to make campuses more racially diverse, but we should do it through different means than targeting race?
Absolutely. I don't think you need to target race in order to achieve the diversity, especially ethnic or cultural diversity that you're looking to achieve, given that many of the people of color that you are targeting are those who are also economically disadvantaged.
The Republican-controlled legislature cut $32 million from the UW system budget that was earmarked to improve diversity and equity on campuses. What do you think about state tax dollars funding efforts to improve diversity at those state universities?
Well, again, I would have, if I were the university system, I would have advocated for more funding going into scholarship programs that would support those who are economically disadvantaged as a way to achieve greater diversity on the campuses.
If your goal, though, is to achieve greater diversity on the campuses, including racial diversity, then why go about it from a different angle?
Well, the courts have now determined that using race as a factor is not permissible. And if you still want to have diversity on the campuses, which I think is important, you look at some of the other ways in which you can achieve that diversity. And looking at economic factors, I think, is the better way to go about it. And I argued that when I was on the board.
You have a prominent role in the state's GOP. How do you think politicians and other elected officials should talk about race with voters?
Well, I think voters across the board, whether you're white or African-American, Hmong, Hispanic, have many of the same issues in mind when they go into the polls. They look at economic factors. They look at job security. They look at whether or not their personal safety is being addressed by government. And those are the issues that we focused on in the effort to certainly attract more voters of color to the polls that vote Republican.
During the 2020 campaign season, the Republican Party opened an office in a predominantly Black neighborhood in Milwaukee. Have you seen this outreach effort paying off for the party?
We're very proud of that office and the activity that we've been able to generate through that office. And if you look at the last three election cycles, the number of African Americans in particular that vote Republican or for Republican candidates has steadily increased. And that's what we're looking to continue by having that office as a hub for our candidates that can reach out into the surrounding neighborhoods and across the state in their efforts to carry the Republican message, to make sure that our issues are being heard by everyone. In the past, we, I think, have been reluctant to stretch and target those voters that are not necessarily people who have considered Republican candidates in the past. And this is our effort to reignite some energy into those communities to make sure that the Republican message is heard. That we get feedback from those voters so that we can fine tune our message as well.
Gerard Randall is first vice chair of the Wisconsin Republican Party, also leads the state GOP's African American Council. We're talking about work to diversify the state's Republican base. You can join the conversation anytime by calling 800-642-1234. Our discussion continues ahead. I'm Keely Boltina. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show. I'm Keely Boltina. We're talking about efforts to grow the base of Black Republicans in Wisconsin with the leader of the state GOP's African American Council. Gerard Randall is first vice chair of the Wisconsin Republican Party. Be part of the conversation by calling 800-642-1234. Gerard, one of the strategies that the state GOP is using, we just talked about that outreach effort in a neighborhood in Milwaukee. What other strategies is the party using to attract Black voters?
We're recruiting candidates And those candidates that can deliver that message more effectively because they understand the communities that we're targeting, they represent the communities that we're targeting. We're also in the past, and will continue in the near future, reaching them through social media. We're looking at how we can extend our reach through radio. Interestingly enough, we've done so in the past. We are also looking at how we can more effectively get volunteers to get out to canvass in our neighborhoods. We've done some of that. We're looking to ramp up that effort more aggressively as the year continues.
We have a caller who's ready to join us. Chris in Hartford. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My question is, as a person of color, the Republican Party kind of lost me in the fact that it doesn't seem to want to address the radical extreme portions of the party that seem to have a racist kind of bent to them, that want to kind of go back to the old ways. And that, to me, has kind of turned me off of the party. And how is the party going to address that going forward?
Chris, thank you so much for that question. Gerard, what about racism?
Well, their message is not our message. If you look at the party's platform, you'll notice that we have focused on those issues that voters consider important to them. And certainly that element of any party that's extreme is not welcome. We have certainly made that case over and over and over again. You can't banish someone's thoughts. And if they happen to go to the polls and vote for Republican candidates, you know, we can't stop them from doing that, no more than the Democrats can stop those that they find unwelcome who somehow or the other find their ideas attractive to them or wish to affiliate with them. And so that's part of the conundrum of going out as a political party and trying to engage voters when you deliver the message to them.
Gerard, how do you square that when you're saying that the extremist views or racist views are not the views of the GOP, and yet former President Donald Trump has incredible support? We've seen support increasing for Trump among even Black men from 2016 to 2020. And Trump has been called racist, for instance, after he characterized white supremacists marching in South Carolina as, in his words, fine people. So you're saying that those aren't the views of the party, but the people who are leading the party have those views. Help me understand.
Well, you'd have to ask Donald Trump what he thinks. What I think is that the party does not represent those views, and that many of our candidates, in fact, I'd argue that most of our candidates carry the party's platform proudly and race as a negative factor is certainly not part of our platform. And we would rebuke anyone that would go out and overtly try to misrepresent the party's platform by indicating that race is certainly something that's negative.
Do you see that happening, or not yet with any of the candidates?
I have not come across any candidate that has misrepresented the party's platform and touted negativity in terms of their approach to how they identify with people of color.
We're talking about the Wisconsin Republican Party's efforts to attract Black voters. Gerard Randall is the first vice chair of the state party and leads the party's African American Council. Gerard, what conservative positions do you see resonating with Black voters?
I think particularly economic issues. When you begin to take a look at where the economy was 4 years ago, prior to President Biden's taking office, the cost of staple items in grocery stores, the cost of gasoline, the rising cost of home mortgages, those are some of the primary considerations that have won over so many people across ethnic and cultural lines to the Republican Party because they recognize that the Republicans have a better economic agenda. You also take a look at jobs and job security. Republicans have done a better job of being able to deliver on that, even if you take into account the impact of COVID and what President Biden had supposedly corrected. The other is personal safety. And I like to characterize it as personal safety locally or globally. When it comes to safety in your neighborhoods, I think our message is a better message than what Democrats have delivered. And when you look at it globally, in terms of our ability to make sure that we address the threats that our citizens are having to face from either China, North Korea, or any of the others, even from the Middle East. We are certainly, I think, in a better position with candidates who can deliver that message to voters in a more credible way than what Democrats have been able to offer.
We will see how that turns out. We've got just more than a year left. It's coming up fast. Gerard, I really appreciate this conversation. Thank you for joining us.
It was a pleasure to be on this morning. Thank you.
Gerard Randall is first vice chair of the Wisconsin Republican Party. He leads the state GOP's African American Council. He's also executive director of the Milwaukee Education Partnership. And in this conversation, we talked about how the state's Republican Party is trying to diversify its base and attract more people of color, talked about the issues that seem to be resonating better with Black voters and how those connect or don't to the Republican Party. And that's as Pew Research Center notes that about 1 in 10 Black adults currently identifies or leans toward the Republican Party. Good to have you here on The Morning Show. I'm Keeley Boltina. You're listening to the Ideas Network.